He's late. Surgery starts at 8:30.
There you go. Right behind us, Blue Sierra.
You sure?
I was at the inquest, of course I'm sure. Dr. Neil Pickard. I'd remember that arrogant strut anywhere. And that's his name on the door. Drs. Patel, Pickard and Wilson.
Wish me luck. I might be ours. You know what surgery queues are like these days. I'll see if I can pick up a prescription for paranoia while I'm there.
You shouldn't bother. It's incurable.
Cordova by Nigel Baldwin, with Alison Steadman as D.T. Mitchell.
But she was not happy when I told her that Dr. Neil Pickard was very accommodating, very helpful. Not happy when I told her that, of course, he was treating Jenny Donaldson. Not happy that he actually put himself out to get her case notes and that the last date on her card was 2 weeks before she died. Prescribed her Elavil, antidepressants. She had also booked an appointment for a pregnancy test, but failed to appear. I liked him, down to his smile and handshake at the door. Even if it did make D.T. Mitchell's conspiracy theories seem rather strained, but they say an active imagination enlivens a dull existence.
Hey, how are well the oath, Professor?
What are you doing?
Your 16-year-old Lolita look-alike babysitter grassed as to your whereabouts. Good game?
I lost.
I thought you didn't come here much these days.
That was injury, not indolence.
Yeah, Ian.
I'm going upstairs. Thirsty, you know?
I forgot to ask you the other night. Raymond Turner and Stephen Davis. They were both members of the rugby club. Why didn't you tell me?
Or should I?
Turner got Davis to join.
Is that international news?
They're both dead.
I didn't tell you because you didn't ask. And it's not for me to make connections. It's for intrepid reporters like you could serve. Who? Lagerfeld. You want a drink?
No, thanks. It's bad for my intrepidness. Not only were they friends, they roomed together on your French tours, your club's Easter jamborees.
So?
You go on those tours. What happens?
Nothing happens. We take a rugby team, 60-odd supporters. We play rugby and get thoroughly pissed. Standard Welsh holiday. Yes.
How well did you know Turner?
Hardly at all. Not my type. One of those writers whose head is as big as a football without much justification, we said, yeah. Oh, bust it off. Give you a patronising. The team played well today, nod as he passed on the ball.
Barry Jones was rather fond of him.
Barry Jones salivates over stars.
That's why he employed you, was it?
Shut up.
Charlene seems to be much better.
Yeah, no thanks to you. God, you were rude to Rachel last night. Don't have many social graces, do you?
I let that little bit of character assassination pass since it neatly leads us on to the next item on the agenda.
What?
Rachel the witch doctor.
Homeopath.
She's a liar. Or at the very least, she got it wrong. Jenny Donaldson was going to see her GP and she was pregnant. But then Rachel doesn't have the appliance of science,
now,
does
Rachel
she?
Rachel is not a liar. She's got more integrity in her little finger than... It's you with your blinkered, conditioned attitude to the world. I can't accept anything which contradicts your brainwashing. Beliefs are blinkers.
Thank you, Nietzsche. I don't have any beliefs, darling, not since Central America. See you in court, as they say.
I don't mind your prejudice against what I do, Dee. That's your problem. But I do rather object to your doubts about my veracity. These are Jenny's notes for the last 4 years. 20-odd pages of A4, I'd hardly bother to make that up. She got disillusioned with allopathic medicine. The final straw was her GP prescribing Valium for premenstrual tension. She can't have been pregnant. And she wouldn't have touched antidepressants. She was taking Ignatia.
Which is?
A remedy for grief, bereavement.
Well, someone's lying then. And the police...
I told you. They said the case was closed. I don't have the right credentials in their eyes either.
Oh, look, Rachel, it's not you. It's Yayan. He's all smug with his new ideas, and Yayan has custody of my daughter. Anything he approves of, I won't. But it's true, I do go to therapy. Basically, I'd like you to forgive my attitude. I'm working on it.
That's okay.
Charlene's much better, as you know.
Yes.
So was it this thing that was going around?
I don't know. It had similar symptoms to viral meningitis, but They're not even sure that what's going around is viral meningitis.
I was worried. Kids are dying.
I know.
Well,
I assure you I'm telling the truth about Jenny. Why shouldn't I?
I don't know, Rachel. But then I don't know anything at the moment. Maybe I should patronise the NHS and see what they can do.
Can I help you?
Dr. Pickard, please.
It'll have to be Dr. Patel. Do you have an appointment?
I want to see Dr. Pickard. I'm a friend of the family. I saw him yesterday. He said to come to see him today.
I'm afraid that's impossible. Dr. Pickard went to America first thing yesterday morning.
He was here the day before yesterday.
Family matters, his brother. It was urgent.
Well, when's he going to be back?
I'm not sure I'm able to give you that information, Miss...
No, I'm sure you're not sure.
Pickard seemed very sincere to me. Why shouldn't I believe him? He seemed like a gen guy, and I'm a pretty sensitive judge of character.
Modest as well. Just happens to have gone to America. My goodness, fate does deal a handful of trumps. Brother's died. Convenient. What's the odds he hasn't got a brother? Sit still. How can I sketch you when you're scratching yourself and picking your nose?
For God's sake, I don't feel like being an artist model.
Helps me think. Sit still.
Some of these paintings on the wall yours?
Might be.
Very tropical. You can feel the humidity.
Will you stop bullshitting and sit down?
I like this flat. Uncluttered. Neat.
And out of character for me. I know, you said so.
What if the doctor's receptionist just got it wrong?
You don't make mistakes about things like that. Doctors seem to be very camera shy at the moment. Can't get in touch with the pathologist who did the post-mortem. Won't return my calls. My homeopath decided...
Oh, the litany of suspicious linkage.
You think I'm paranoid, don't you? Well, you're just a mealy-mouthed patriot and sports reporter who thinks nothing untoward can ever happen in this country. Comes from working for the BBC.
I'm not looking to act out some Hollywood fantasia to enrich my dull life.
Oh, darling, you say the sweetest things. Let's enrich it some more by getting the benefit of the countryside, shall we? I have to deliver a message to someone.
Will you slow down?
I'm thinking. If Jenny wasn't taking antidepressants, then they were planted. And what if she wasn't pregnant, like Rachel suggested? I mean, depressed and carrying the baby of your dead boyfriend is much more likely to justify a verdict of suicide than if you'd just won the football pool.
God!
Oh, stop blaspheming, Conrad. A woman comes to me with information about a man she said she doesn't know. Next time I see her, she's dangling from the banisters. The man she doesn't know has been blown up in a boat the month before, the same day his house is ransacked. Her boyfriend, who does know the man she doesn't know, in fact shares libation and accommodation with him on Gaelic rugby tours, drives off a cliff and kills himself.
It might have been an accident. Open verdict.
Too many open or adjourned verdicts, if you ask me. Hasty inquests and missing doctors. Eccentric actresses who claim to be atheists and are contradicted by their strange daughters. Come on.
Okay, so why are all these people...
I mean, if folk are falsifying autopsy reports and planting evidence, what does that say?
Mysteriously dropping like so many targets in a shooting gallery.
I don't know. I'm not a clairvoyant. But I know a girl who is, or claims to be. Sorry. Mr. Turning.
Where are we going?
Blaine Vark, near Bridge End.
I know that, but why?
Enormous shabby place on the beach.
Yes?
Doubles as a lunatic asylum. Barry Jones of Corbin Rugby Football Club Swansea and purveyor of dirty pictures to the sexually repressed wants his photographic equipment back.
To be or not to be, that is... Oh, you stupid bird. I'm going to trade you in for a canary. I'm so sorry, but I have to be in Cardiff by 5. Bloody dress rehearsal, dearies.
Oh, we didn't mean to be late, Mrs. Turner.
Tina?
Got lost, Welsh Rose.
Loads, tracks, lovely tracks. They haven't improved the things since the days of Owain Glendower, or Dower, depending on your language preference.
Glendower.
Oh, quiet, or I'll roast you on Sunday instead of the chicken. Now, script. Such a good play, you know. 2 acts and 2 solid box sets. It's new, but not this fringy rubbish about a girl who hits the drugs when she finds out the truth about her father.
You never came across this camera, then?
Of course not, dearies. I never saw Raymond. Better ask Alex. She knew more about what he got up to than I did. She used to go up there a lot.
Is she here?
In her room, making that bloody awful racket. Can't you hear it? Enchanting. The things kids get up to these days. She's in one of those moods, been playing Nutbush City Limits over and over again just to annoy me. Alex! Alex! You have visitors from outer space! Oh, barking mad she is, barking mad. Worse since her father. It's awful what we put our kids through sometimes. Now, don't worry. I'll see myself out. No, I won't. I live here. Well, I will, but then, so I should. Toodaloo! See you on the green.
She knows not to disturb me. I have another 10 minutes to do.
Sorry. Interrupting your prayers, were we?
Chanting.
What for? Rain?
It's a way of changing your karma.
Your what?
Alex, this is Conrad. Conrad Dayath, journalist for The Beeb.
Karma is the law of cause and effect. What you do in this life will have a direct bearing on future ones.
Future what?
Lives. Don't you believe in rebirth?
Don't be ridiculous.
A lot of people do, you know.
Don't tell me you do.
Well, I'm not sure. Thomas is trying to persuade me.
Your therapist is more cracked than you are.
Thanks for telling the world I go to therapy.
Dee tells me you're clairvoyant.
Sometimes.
Any winners on the horses?
I foresaw my dad dying. Nice things like that, usually.
Why don't we go outside? It's a sunny day and I've got some beer in the car.
He had a camera then, your dad?
He borrowed one for the last rugby tour. It's still in the house. His place in Solvach. Quite expensive, I think.
He had a burglary. Why didn't they take the camera?
He didn't take anything. They were looking for something.
Like what?
How would I know?
Beer?
I don't drink.
Thanks. It's warm.
It's been in the car, dear. You can't see any connection between Jenny, Stephen and your dad.
No.
Your dad knew Stephen. Isn't it logical he should know his girlfriend? Yet Jenny, who went to your dad's service, denied knowing him.
I don't know. Why do you keep on asking me questions when I haven't got the answers?
Did your dad have any enemies?
I don't know.
Did he mention anybody?
Americans. He didn't like Americans.
What?
You know, in Wales. They're military bases, submarine tracking posts and all that. American Navy. There's one near him, Newgate. He said it was like being in an occupied country. He used to write articles for magazines and that.
Was he doing any research about it?
I don't know.
Do you know what else your dad wrote? Apart from books?
I just said articles and things.
Barry Jones, the man whose camera your dad had, has in his house. Chairman of the rugby club he belonged to.
So leave it, Dave.
What?
Leave it.
Leave what?
I've got to get back to work.
Are you worried about her sensibilities or something?
Not now. We don't know whose side she's on.
Oh, for God's sake. I'm sorry, Alex. We've got to go.
Will you keep in touch?
Sure. Is that your car?
The green one, yes.
Don't drive it.
What?
Don't drive it. It's going to crash.
Oh, don't be ridiculous, Alex.
I've seen it crash.
I've had a premonition.
The way you're driving, who needs premonitions? Slow down.
It's mumbo jumbo. I am not superstitious.
She said she saw her dad.
If she saw her dad, she might be lying. Why did you stop me talking about Jones and his pornography?
Because if she is lying, then she may be mixed up in something. And if she is, it's better that she doesn't know what we know.
Oh, come on. If she was mixed up in something, she'd want us out of the way, not want us to help her. If she's lying, she's lying for some other reason. Of course, she could be straight. Could be a mother who's telling the porkies.
For God's sake!
Nervous, Conrad?
You trying to make a point or something?
I'm angry. I think I'd tempt fate. Resent other people telling me about my mortality.
Stocking up on holiday reading, are we?
Geraint, your heavy breathing is worse than my dad's. And his was sort of justified because he ran marathons.
The stench of the dragon's breath. The Pacific Wars. Canton Cantata. Art for money's sake. Oh, Raymond Turner fan club, is it?
Turner specialised in exposing corruption. Dragon's breath. Soldiers of the Red Dragon mixed up with the building of nuclear power stations. Rainbow Warrior and the French Secret Service. The Chinese Mafia in Cardiff. MI5 and the art fraud in the 50s. Any one of this bunch could have had it in for our author.
The most recent of these is 5 years out of date. What were these potential Avengers waiting for? The millennium?
Oh, I'm sick of your sarcasm.
Look, you're a reporter on a bit of provincial tact.
Mind you, he didn't seem to be so fastidious about public morality when it came to the libido.
What?
Nothing.
Do you want a bit of advice, sir? Forget the Raymond Chandler fantasies and go and cover a couple of weddings.
Listen, I'm only here on this provincial tap because I want to be near my daughter. And if you won't give me the go-ahead to go to Solvach, then I'll take a week's holiday starting now.
You take a week's holiday and I'll convert it into infinity.
You wouldn't dare.
Women?
That's right, women. Tracy, those photos on your desk... One Stephen Davis, the other Raymond Turner. Can you get them blown up with better definition by this afternoon? I'm off on my holidays.
Geordie!
Pinups now, is it?
Yes, but not the sort of pornography men go for.
I love you too.
The last 15 miles of the 80-odd to Solvach are slow and dull. If you're unlucky enough to be behind wagon-training tourists trooping out to St. David's, and I've got the numbest bum of the lot as I'm driving... Since the pale-faced girl with the jutting jaw and dancing eyes won't get into Dee's Japanese rust box. Solvach, a cute place, itself swarming with grockles, gift shop, coffee shop, and significantly for D.T. Mitchell, and probably Raymond Turner when he was alive, 4 public houses.
I'm busy. It's the tourist season, if you haven't noticed. Cheryl, 2 cotton chips, 1 peas, 1 salad. Yes, that's Raymond Turner. I've only been here a year, but I can't say I warmed to him. Big-headed, if you ask me.
He was my father.
I can't help that, young lady. 1 scampi, 1 toasted cheese.
Yeah.
Thank you.
What about Stephen Davis? Have you seen him before?
Yes, I knew them both. Look, I'm sorry, I'm busy. What's the odds? They're both dead anyway. I can't understand why journalists are always trampling on people's grief.
Excuse me.
Yes, sir.
Could I have 1 steak and kidney, 1 Pacific prawn salad and the halibut?
Okay. What about this girl, Stephen's girlfriend? Ever see her?
£11.25, please. Thank you. Where are you sitting?
Out the front.
We'll bring it to you.
Jenny, her name was. Jenny Donaldson.
I can't say. She worked at Winton Abbey too.
Sorry?
Lots of people who worked at Winton Abbey use these pubs, all the ones in Newgale. Look, I'm sorry. I have a business to run. Cheryl, Pacific prawn. Halibut S&K.
Charming.
Why should he care? He's got money to make.
What's Winton Abbey?
Agricultural Research Centre.
But Jenny didn't work there, did she? She was a student. Hang on, is that the place you said Stephen worked at?
Yes.
My dad hated that dump.
Didn't like much at all, did he, your father?
Another place owned by Americans. It's only a mile from that nuclear submarine tracking place where you see them strutting around arrogantly in their uniforms. Might as well be a third world country where we're occupied by Americans.
Just thought we might be able to look round.
Sorry, I can't let anyone in without a pass. You'll have to get a pass in advance from the press office.
Which is how we came to be sitting in a lay-by on a road overlooking the curiously named Winton Abbey, itself overlooking the sea. A wire-fenced establishment with security guards and a lack of identity. A blur through a windscreen tainted by the rain of a dreary summer, reminiscent of those uncomfortable, not-quite-remembered dreams which only trouble you because you've forgotten them.
Winton Abbey. Nice religious connotations, innocent and innocuous.
It's called that because there's an old monastery down the road. It does agricultural research. Why shouldn't it be innocent and innocuous?
My dad thought it was Cordoba.
What the hell is Cordoba?
Turner speak for bad news.
I remember on his desk once, piece of paper with Winton Abbey scrawled on it and an arrow to the word Cordoba, which was ringed with a date beside it.
What date?
I can't remember. About a year ago, I think. I noticed because it wasn't his handwriting. His is terribly untidy, but it was on his desk.
Why Cordoba?
It was his code for an unmitigated disaster because I was conceived in Cordoba.
Why should Winton Abbey be an unmitigated disaster?
Look at it. It's fenced in. It's got pretty tight security.
Oh, dear me, it's an agricultural research establishment. It probably does its fair share of vivisection. It's got no more security than ICI.
Vivisection is murder. I think they should burn it down.
There you are, you see. It's got to have security.
My dad thought it was evil.
And that's why he was great friends for 3 years with Stephen Davis, who worked there.
They're both dead now, though, aren't they?
Well, maybe you should use your psychic powers to find out why.
Get lost.
Why don't you two get married?
I'd rather be dead.
Oh, nice one.
There's a simple way of finding out how innocuous Winton Abbey is. Get a press pass and have a tour. Elementary, my dear Watson. I'll come up tomorrow in my own car. Can't wait for it to crash, you see.
The next building, they're experimenting with a new hormone, which will increase the milk yield of cattle even more than BST.
Of course, we don't have enough milk, do we?
The benefits of the third world could be enormous.
Have you seen everything you want to see?
Yes, I think so.
Let's go into my office. There'll be some coffee waiting for us.
How long has Winton Abbey been owned by Kildare International?
The laboratories are British-owned, but the company sold up due to lack of funds. There's not much investment in scientific research in this country, either government or private. Short-sighted in the long run, even on a completely commercial basis.
In what way?
Well, say we find an antidote. The company finds an antidote to, say, a virus that affects sheep, like the Synvis virus, which creates flu-like symptoms. Then we have the patent, and people will want to buy it.
Are employees here covered by the Official Secrets Act?
And the Medicines Act, 1968. All drug and pharmaceutical research is. Black or white?
White, no sugar.
So, what angle is your article going to take, Miss Smith?
Diana, please.
Diana.
I really want to put the scientific case for vivisection. Good job I live in London, otherwise I'd have calf on my back.
Animal rights groups aren't limited to Wales.
Yes, I know. But I'm writing about laboratories in Wales.
I don't quite follow.
Do you have much trouble yourself with groups?
We've had some trouble with the Welsh group in the past. Nothing to get excited about.
What sort of trouble?
Only threats. Mostly arson. One said they'd break in and release the animals. Wishful thinking. They'd never succeed. No one could get in unless we wanted them to. We couldn't get a license if we were that vulnerable. Well, it doesn't mean we don't welcome visitors. We do school trips, the lot.
So does Sellafield.
Typically, like a feminine version of Philip Marlowe, she called in for fortification on the way home. The pub on the main road through Newgale.
Though what's new about gales in Wales is beyond me.
And typically, she spent far too long in there.
I had one vodka and tonic, Conrad. Or maybe two. I don't know.
And when she returned to her car, parked at the back, she was dismayed.
What the bloody hell?
She was dismayed to find spray-painted red swastikas over her green bonnet.
Oh, very nice.
And a voice from a car parked adjacent.
Stay away! Do you understand? Keep your nose out of Clark's business!
She said she was too phased to get the registration number, but as she was driving back, mourning the cosmetic surgery done to her T-Reg Toyota, the same car deliberately cut her up.
What the bloody hell?
And as she hit the verge, the same man gesticulating from the passenger seat. Heart pounding, she took to the nearest telephone for peace of mind.
I just wanted to talk to someone, to calm my nerves. I nearly ran into a telephone box. It seemed appropriate to use it.
Why didn't you phone me?
You were at work. He said never to phone you at work unless it was an emergency.
This was an emergency.
I didn't have your number. Look, Thomas is an old, old friend. He's also my therapist. And he has a way of grounding me.
So, Thomas is more useful, is he?
Oh, God.
Oh, I'm sorry.
All I did was phone him.
Dee, your life could be in danger. You don't remember
the... No, I didn't see the registration number, and it was a rust-brown BMW. I told you.
Alex said your car was going to crash.
I didn't crash. I ran into a verge.
It's not going to put you off, is it? I mean, doesn't it worry you just a bit?
Of amateurs from an animal rights group.
How did they know you were snooping around?
No idea. It's not exactly top secret, though. And I had just come from Winton Abbey. Not their favourite place.
If Turner and the others were killed...
Oh, at last. Coming round to my way of thinking, then.
It's dangerous. Why do you have to be so persistent?
There was a guy in Nicaragua once. He used to say... Un grito por el pobre,
Que no tiene poder. A shout for the people who have no say. Probably loses something in translation. He wanted refuge in a house where I was staying from vigilantes. We said he couldn't, it was too dangerous. He said he understood. No one ever saw him again.
Well, what's that supposed to mean?
Whatever you want.
What exactly were you doing in Nicaragua?
Because I have to live with myself, Conrad, all right? What's the point of living if you don't do anything? Jenny Donaldson came to me and then she was dead.
Well, I think your martyrdom is very touching.
I've told you once. If you don't like it, get the hell out of here. Go back to your sports coverage. Oh, look, it's a bit of intimidation, that's all.
Calf daubed Stephen Davis's house with red swastikas, presumably because he worked at Winton Abbey and was a vivisectionist. He's dead. So is Jenny, his girlfriend, and Turner, his friend.
You're clutching at straws, Conrad. You don't kill someone because he's a friend of a man who does animal experiments, surely.
Then who did?
Not a clue. But I'm so gratified that you might be coming round to my way of thinking. That these deaths weren't suicide. And for that, you can get my bathrobe from the bedroom.
Good God, put it away. You can corrupt children with that.
Oh, shut up. Robe from the bedroom, please.
Get it yourself, I'm looking.
Oh, don't tease.
The amount you drink, I'm surprised you don't put on weight. Mind you, you don't eat.
It's all those Swansea Hills I have to walk up and down, chummy.
All downhill from now on, I reckon. How old? 39.
Don't sell your light on me, lovey.
In that case...
No, I don't think so. Saved by the bell.
Great.
Hello? Hello?
I want to speak to D.T. Mitchell.
Who wants to?
Is that D.T. Mitchell?
It's her number, yes it is.
South Wales Journal.
Yep, who is this?
This is Raymond Turner.
What?
What's the matter?
Shh!
I said this is Raymond Turner.
Can you breathe, huh?
Shut up, Conrad.
You heard me.
How do I know?
This is Raymond Turner, father of Alex, estranged husband of Tina.
This is a crank call.
No!
Prove it.
Ask Alex.
She's not here.
You're a journalist, aren't you? You must have an answer machine that records conversations.
Ooh. Get off!
Charming.
What?
Yes, I have. Go on, then.
This is Raymond Turner, father of Alex, who lives with her mother in Blaenbach near Bridgend. I want to speak to the newspapers. Speak to you. Take this to Alex. Tell her that I'm at PJ's place. Alex knows where PJ's is. And that will prove that I am who I say I am.
I don't believe this.
What?
I've just been talking to a ghost. I'd better get dressed. We're going to see Alex. See if she can recognise the voice of this crank.
No, it's 9 o'clock at night.
Best time. Her mother will be performing.
A more than usually pale Alex greeted us, already dressed for bed. Sad-eyed and vulnerable, half hidden behind the door as if to protect herself from jailers who had come to take her away. She listened to the tape without conspicuous emotion, as if it was as significant as the shipping forecast, except for the telltale watering of the eyes.
Do you know who it is, Alex?
It is my dad. My dad's voice. Does that mean he's alive?
In episode 3 of Cordoba by Nigel Baldwin, Alison Steadman was Dee and Bill Stewart, Conrad. Robin Griffith was Geraint, Leslie Rooney, Alex, and Gudrun Ewer, Tina. Robert Pugh played Yean, Helen Griffin, Rachel, and Tony Leader, Turner. Stacey Jefferson was the press officer and Brendan Charlson, the landlord. Original music was by Laurie Scott Baker. Cordoba is directed in Wales by Jane Dauncey.